All right, God bless you. My name is Dr. Letitia Webb, and I am the woman who prayed and painted to heal my emotional pain and to clear the muddied waters in my marriage. Then I took that artwork and used it as inspirations to create products, amen, that I sell on Amazon. And I no longer say that I produce power from my pain. Amen. I decree and declare that I am God resilient. Thank you so much for your patience this morning. I had a little late start. We are firing on all cylinders. We are on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, and we are recording the podcast. So we are forever grateful for those who are with us and who follow us and join every morning. How are you on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday? Okay, still trying to get my little self together here this morning, but it's like that sometimes. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And so we have just so much to discuss on this morning. Amen. The word of God, we're going to find that in Psalm. Amen. Praise the Lord for who he is, for he is worthy of our praise. God bless you, Elise. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. I really, really appreciate that. God bless you, Terry. It is so wonderful to see you and Gil this morning. Let's go ahead and pray, and then we want to process information in our devotional on today, God resilient, and then we're going to pursue God's word. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you, we praise you, we worship you, and we honor you, Lord God. Moved by your power, Father God, we yield ourselves to you, that you would have your way, Lord God, that you would speak to us, oh Father God, that you would speak through me, Lord God, that you will continue, Father God, to show yourself powerful and faithful in our lives, Lord God. We yield ourselves to you, Lord God, moved by your power. We love you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. You guys hold tight for 1 second. Amen, amen, amen. I am just praising God, amen, for who he is. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Whoo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's turn to Psalm. We're going to start with the word of God this morning. Let's turn to Psalm 24. Amen. Psalm 24, and we are going to start with verse. Let me make sure that it's Psalm 24. Excuse me, Psalm 27. Excuse me. Psalm 27. Amen. Let's start at verse 3. We're going to look at verse 3 and 4. We're starting with the word of God on this morning. Amen. And I read in the Holman Christian Standard Bible, and it says, though an army deploys against me, my heart will not be afraid. Though a war breaks out against me, I will still be confident. I have asked one thing from the Lord. It is what I desire, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, gazing on the beauty of the Lord and seeking him in his temple. Amen. Whoo, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Our key phrase for today is the one thing. And y'all put that in the chat this morning. The one thing. David, it was just one thing that he asked of the Lord. Amen. Good morning, Rhonda. God bless you. And we are going to talk about the one thing. And I want to share with you, I was working with a little girl. She's a 10-year-old little girl who lived in foster care since the age of 3 years old. And I was meeting with this little girl and her foster parent one day. And I remember so vividly, she was crying. She had a stern look on her face and she kept her head turned from me. And I asked this little girl, I said, well, what is it that you want? Your foster mom is really good to you. She's really nice to you. What is it that you want? Like, what can your foster mother do to help you in this situation? And the 10-year-old little girl, she kept saying nothing. She was stern. She had that scowl on her face and the tears just steady rolled down her cheeks. And I asked her again. I said, you don't want anything? It is humanly impossible for us not to have any desires in our heart. And I patted this little girl on her back. And I told her it was okay to cry. And with my permission to cry and my display of empathy, she cried harder. And I said, what is it that you want? And she held her head up and she wiped the tears from her eyes. And she said, to live with my siblings. And my heart broke at that time for that little girl. Amen. Because even though she was saying that it was nothing that she wanted in life, you and I both know that we always want something. We are always desiring something. Amen. However, when we study David's life, he was a man after God's own heart. And it was one thing that he wanted. And we learn about the one thing here in Psalm 27. He says, though an army deploys against me, my heart will not be afraid. Though war breaks out against me, I will still be confident. Amen. And those situations can cause anxiety. Those situations can cause worry and fear. But David is saying, it doesn't matter what goes on in my life. I am not going to be afraid. I am not going to let fear get into my heart. I am going to remain confident. Because the Lord is my light and he is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? God is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I dread? My foes come up against me. Guess what happens to them? They stumble and they fall. Amen. And the one thing that David desired, one thing he asked of the Lord, that is to dwell in the Lord's house, my God, all the days of his life. See, that little girl wanted something. However, it was deep in her heart that she knew that she would never get what she really desired because all of her other siblings were adopted. She was the only one out of her siblings that had yet to be adopted. Who knows what this little girl was experiencing? Was she experiencing rejection, abandonment, loneliness, fear? Or a combination of it all. But one thing that we can rest assured is that no matter how stern she was, we know that she had a desire. Even though her desire was utterly unrealistic in her life, she still desired it. Even though she knew in the deepest part of her soul that she would never have a chance to live with her siblings again, growing up with her siblings as a child. We never know what could happen as an adult, but we know at least as a child, she would never get that desire. But my God, what if our desire was like David and we had one thing that we sought the Lord for, one thing that we wanted from God, one thing was to dwell in the house of the Lord. What is the one thing that you want? Excuse me. What is that one thing? We all have a desire. And for some of us, we have many desires. And it may be like that little girl. Our desires are unrealistic. Nevertheless, we still desire those things. We can desire something that is a sure promise. We can desire the Lord, who will never leave us, who will never forsake us, who will never fail us. Let's be like David on today and desire the sure enough, sure thing, which is the Lord, which is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives, which is to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Is that our desires on today? Is that what we want on today? Amen. What is your desire? If you had to sum down, scale down, and choose one thing that you want, what is that one thing? And you know, it's okay if it's not to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your life. Because I thought about this, and I'm like, Is that my only desire? Can I stand here this day and declare, God, that's my only desire? And I had to be honest with myself. I got to tell the truth and shame the devil. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. I desire many things. Desiring to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that's one of my desires. But it's not the one thing that I desire. So I'm like, okay, Lord, there's more growing I have to do, more stretching I have to do. And I'm not saying that the desires that we have are wrong. Those desires may very well come from God. Amen. However, Rhonda says, with God, all things are possible, even the unrealistic. Remember Job, Lazarus, Abraham, Sarah, and more. Amen. Amen. And you're right. For that little girl, that means that one of her siblings, false adopted parents, will have to adopt her. And then they would have to consider adopting the other siblings so they all could grow up in the same household. But from that 10-year-old little girl's perspective, she did not see it in her future. In her mind, she did not know how she was going to ever be reunited and live in the same household and grow up with all of her siblings. Oh, I've been a little girl, not raised by my parents, not raised with my siblings. I understood that little girl's heart. And I shared with her my testimony of being removed from my mother when I was 2 years old. Living with family. Seeing my brothers and sisters like they were my cousins on birthdays and holidays and weekends. Amen. I knew and had empathy for that little girl. So I understood from her 10-year-old mind that she was never going to get what she asked for and what she desired. She didn't even want to say it out of her mouth. The tears spoke for her. How many times did the tears roll down our face because we want something that we don't think that we would ever get? The desire is so grand and so deep and so wide, and it seems so far from our reaching. Amen. Amen. It seems so far out of our reach that we can't fathom in our mind how it's going to happen. That thing that we want, that thing that we desire in our hearts. Elise says, more growing I have to do, more trusting and believing I have to do. Hallelujah. I am right there with you. Elise, Rhonda says, thank God for the power of your testimony. I know at that moment, it did not alleviate that little girl's pain. She's a 10-year-old child who sees her parents once a week on a Wednesday in a sterile, cold office. Who sees her brother every day at school, one of them who's adopted. At least she gets to see him at school. At least she has a he has a place of belongingness. He was adopted. Hey, oh, the prayer is that little girl finds Jesus. The prayer is that the workers of the field will share the gospel of Jesus Christ with that child. So she will know that when her mother and her father forsakes her, that God will take her up. And that unrealistic desire in that child's heart can become real, can become hopeful and obtainable. Amen. Elise says, we pray for the children who are mentally, physically, and emotionally damaged. Hallelujah. Oh, to have a broken heart as a 10-year-old child with hopelessness and despair already set in. But praise God that we don't have to be hopeless, and praise God that we don't have to live in despair. That we know Jesus. We love Jesus. We know that he's a keeper. We know that he is a burden bearer. We know that he's a deliverer. We know that he's our light. We know that he's our salvation. We know that he's our protector. He's our provider. He's our father. He is El Shaddai, the many-breasted one. He is love. He loved us. He called us. He saved us. And we can dwell in his house all the days of our lives. My God, if you are emotionally damaged, if you have physical pain in your body, if your mind won't stop ruminating, get in the presence of the Lord. Elise says, we know God is a healer of all things. God is powerful. Yes, we lift up that 10-year-old little girl, that God will heal her broken heart and bind up her wounds, that she will get to know God as the Father, the healer, the way maker, the promise keeper, that he will take her up and call her his own, that she will find a place in God. Hallelujah. And he is not a respecter of persons. Hallelujah, Terry. Yes, he will do it. He will do it for her. He will do it for you. He will do it for your loved one. He will do it for the children in your lives, your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews, your cousins, your neighbors, your clients. Amen. Oh, can my one desire be God? Can I seek after just one thing? Hey, David, he gave us a wonderful example, a wonderful testimony of his life and what he desired and what he wanted to gaze upon and what he sought after in his heart. The one thing. I don't even know if I'm even ready to ask God for that to be the one thing. I guess my flesh gotta die some more. Hallelujah. I want many things. I want many things. Hallelujah. I do want God's presence. I do want God's grace. I do want God's mercy. I want his love. I want his protection, my God. I want his salvation. I want the resurrection and the life. I want him to shepherd me. I want him to guide me. I want him to heal me. I want to hear his voice. I want his directions. I want his face. I want his love. I want his light. I want him in my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Elise. Elise got a song in her heart. Amen. It continues to resonate with her. He's a way maker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper. He is a light in her darkness. He is God. God can do it. God can do it for you. The one thing that we can count on. The one who never leaves. The one who never forsakes. The one who is love. The one who is loving and kind. The one who is faithful and true. The one true light who lights up the world. The one who went into hell and took the keys of death and Hades. The one who laid down his life and picked it up again. The one Hallelujah, the one. Jerry says, I can have it all in him. Since I have him, I have everything I need. The one. When you have the one, you have it all. The one. The only begotten son. The one. The true and living God. The one. Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth. The one. El Elyon, the most high God. The one. The one. The one. The one, the ancient of days, the one, hallelujah, the one, the good shepherd, the one, the one, the one, he is the one, amen, the one, the one. Oh, David, thank you. Thank you for David's heart. Amen. Thank you for David's testimony. Amen. Thank you for David's writings and the playing of instruments. Thank you, God, that you created a David, that you raised up a David, that you chose a David. Hallelujah. Thank you for the example of a David. Thank you for the testimony of a David. Terry says that you seek ye first the kingdom of God, the one, the one, the one. The one. Hallelujah. 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 The one. We praise God for who he is. Everything we need is in the one. The I am that I am. Hallelujah. The one. Everybody put in the chat, the one. Hallelujah. The one. The one. If you gonna want anything, let it be the one. Let it be the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The one who doesn't change with the shifting of shadows. The one. The one who rises with all healing in his wings. The one. Hallelujah. Elise says, I constantly cry out to God every day through prayer, remembering God will never leave me nor forsake me. The one. Hallelujah. The one. The one who knows you by name. The one who has numbered the hairs on your head. The one who knows every unuttered word in your mouth. The one who knit you in your mother's belly. The one who created you. The one who chose you. The one who picked you up. And turned you around and put your feet on solid ground. The one who understands you. The one who saved you. The one who loves you. The one who draws you near to him. The one who heals you. The one who provides for you. The one who feeds and clothes you. The one who shields you from harm. The one who houses you. The one who resides with you in you as his temple. The one who adopted you with the spirit of adoption. The one, hallelujah, the one, when no one else understands, the one whose arms are always open, the one, the one who gets you. The one who knows you. The one who never leaves you. The one who sticks closer than a brother. The one who guides your steps. The one who makes the crooked path straight. The one who brings down every mountain. The one that enables you to run through troops and leap over walls. The one who has angels assigned to you that lest you fall, they will pick you up and your foot will not dash against a stone. The one. The one. The one who engraved your face in the palm of his hand. The one who is your shield and your buckler. The one who will leave the 99 and come after you. The one. The one. The one. The one. The one. Hallelujah. 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 The one. He is the one. I mean, you don't even understand yourself. When your heart is broken. The one. Hallelujah. May God bless you. And may God keep you. Amen. The one. The anointed one. The true and living God. The one. Hallelujah. He is the one. Hey. At least says God heals our broken hearts. The one. The rock. Amen. The chief cornerstone. Whom the builders rejected. The one. Hallelujah. The one. The only one who shed his blood on Calvary. The one who carried the cross. The one who, the thorns, the crown of thorns pierced his temples. The one, 40 minus one lashes in the flesh. Jesus was ripped from him. The one whose beard was pulled from his face. The one who was marred that we couldn't even recognize him. The one right now who is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession on our behalves. The one. He is the one. The one. Hallelujah. With your, the cure for anxiety is in the one. The one. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. Amen. I pray that your day will be blessed and that God will keep you on this day. I will see you tomorrow morning. Amen. God bless you.